experience in Reish Mem Beis Sif Lamed. We skipped through a little bit last week. We covered a few of them, but the earlier Chaf Beis through Chaf Tesis are all things having to do with Hanhagos through the guards to a Rebbe Muvak. So in Sif Lamed, it gives a major disclaimer. It says, "V'chol Elu," this is the, I guess we're starting the tour here, "V'chol Elu Hadvarim Shetzarech L'Chavid Behem Es Rabo L'Amru Ela B'Rabo Muvak." This is only by your main Rebbe, which needs to be divine. So how do we define that? So it says, "Torah Shalamad Rov Chachmaso Imenu Imi Mikra Mikri Mishnah Mishnah In Talmud Talmud." Whether it be, so it sounds like, whether in Mikra, Tanakh, or Mishnah, which probably translates as Halacha in the time of the Gemara, or Talmud is Talmud, the give and take of the of Halacha and of Mishnah. So it sounds like you would have in all three of those things. You would have three Rebbe Muvaks, the one that you learned the majority of each of those three things from. That's what it sounds like. Aval im lo lamad rov chachmas miyemenu ha-reza ketamud chaver. If you didn't learn most of it, then you're like a Talmud chaver. Ve'enu chayv l'chavdu b'chol elu advarim, and you're not chayv in these things. Aval omin milfan of mishyegil arba moso. You don't have to stand, which was described as being whenever he's anywhere. You don't have to stand, like it said in the previous section, where any time that he's within your sight, light of your sign, your field of vision. Rather, only when he is within your four amos. And you would tear kriya for him. That's what it sounds like. Meaning this person you would. Meaning even not the Rebbe Mavuk, even this regular Rebbe, you would be Korea for. Ve'enu machal yolam, kmo al rabba muvak, but you don't have to leave it torn forever, like by your Rebbe muvak, meaning it's a lesser degree of kriya. Even if you only learned one thing from that person, you would still be considered your Rebbe. So where is this coming from? So we go back to the previous page, the Beis Yosef quotes this from a Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia. So in Bava Metzia, the very end of Hilchos Elu Metzias, the laws of Hashavas Aveda. Why would it be at the end of Hilchos Hashavas Aveda? Because part of the Hilchos Hashavas Aveda is who gets kedimas, who gets first dibs. So the first dibs would go to your Rebbe. So there is a little bit of a discussion at the end of the Gemara here, at the end of the parak of Hashavas Aveda, of Elu Metzias, about how do we describe that Rebbe? What are those qualifications? So the Gemara makes a comment, which is quoted here. But so parak Beis Metzias Tanur Rabban Rabu Shamru Rabu Shalom Duchach. So there is a brisa, right? It's not a mishnah, it's a brisa, I believe. So there's a three-way machlokas as to how to define this person. So Rabbi Meir says the person that shalamdu chachma tanurban rabu shalamdu rubo shalamdu chachma velo rabu shalamdu mikro mishnah, the one who you learned chachma from. That's the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says kol shirov chachmas miman, whoever the majority is. So Rabbi Yossi says even if you only learned one thing. So Rashi comments shalamdu chachma, what is that referring to? Svaras tami hamishnah, meaning your Gemara Rabbi who nikra talmud, and then mishnah. What's that? Isn't as they're taught, but there's no reason given for them. So pasuk Rabbi Yochanan. So now we have a psak. So pasuk Rabbi Yochanan halachah Rabbi Yehuda. That we pass on Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Sheshet says halachas like Rabbi Yossi. Right? So we look to whether it's your main Rebbe. For each, which is what Rabbi Yehuda said, or is it anybody you ever learned from? Anything new from? So that's the machlokes amoraim. Which one we paskin like? So how do we then paskin? So how do we show them paskin? So pasuk harash, Rabbi Yehuda, v'chein pasuk aram perikem hilchos Talmud Torah. Right. So once you add the rush and the Rambam, they both assume like Rabbi Yehuda. That is your main Rebbe.
One main
rabbi. Right, wherever you get most of your learning from. Now it's the Torah who's the one who said each thing. That's where the Torah got that from, actually. Okay, but your 100% main rabbi, that is the psak that we have, as opposed to anybody that you learn from. So that would be your Rabbi Muvak. Now, keep in mind, if he's not your Rabbi Muvak, it's still pretty machner. Right? There's still some unique things that we have here. So first, whether we have this or not, Bizman Hazeh, so the Beis Yosef continues on, and quotes from the Ma'arik. The Ma'arik says, Asher kasafta she'ikar harabanus talui bepilpul, omar ani delav klala, that which you wrote, that the main Rabbanus is based on pilpul.
Who is he talking to?
Hmm?
Who is he talking to?
Logic?
Oh. well, logical thoughts, right? That which you wrote, that the main Rabbanus has to do with Pilpul, Omer, I say that's not true. Whoever wrote to him, this is a tshuva, right? It's the Ma'arik and a tshuva, so he's writing to him this thing. Devadai, and then he continues on and says, this is why it's relevant here, Devadai mishalomi bifni harav, varav mamid hatalmud al pshat halacha al adarach. Rather, somebody who learned by a Rebbe, and that Rebbe set him, set up the halacha and gave him a al derech emes and gave him a true way b'ha yosher in a straight way. Vaday be'inyan zen nasa tamido b'chay b'chodu. He is made into his Talmud and he's chayv to honor him. V'zehu rabu shalamdu chachma the sof perek ilu mitzius. And that's who it's talking about in the Gemara, right? So while it could be that some suggest, and we'll see this in the Shulchan Aruch itself expressed in this way, that it could be that we don't have Rebbe Movuk b'zman hazeh because most of our learning is not coming from any individual, rather coming from books. It seems like this Maharik with this Maharik is invoked to say, no, we still do have. Meaning, it might not be the technical majority, but any Rebbe that you had that really guided you, and that's really your base, your Mahalachan, so that's going to be considered your Rebbe. And then he adds in here, Aval Hadrachim She'osin Hayom B'Tosfos Man, that which we spend so much time on these days, Uchol Echad Omer Haderach Kulo Yeh Emes, O Sheket, that could be true, it could be false, B'in Yizeh Eni Roesh Boshim Rabbanus. I don't see any Rabbanus in that. That's not what we should do. So Darkei Moshe then adds in from the Chumash Sedeshin on the bottom. In Yudal, it says, Kosum Arivu Psakov, right? Mashik Asafta Me'izatam Ragilin Olam Lomer Ze Rabu Shal Ze Bishvil Shalom Men Uzman Echad Tosvos Operush Ve'efshah Harav Shama Min Hatamid Yosef Chidush Mimash Shama Hu Mimenu. Right? That we have the custom today that we do refer to somebody's Rebbe as the Rebbe, even if they only learned one or two things, and even if the Talmud might have told the Rebbe more than the Rebbe told the Talmud, still, he's going to be considered the Rebbe. Ein L'dake We're not so strict about this. But that's the minug. The minug is that we refer to such a verse as the Rebbe. I'm not sure what Tosos that is, and I have the Truma Sedeshin at home with all the footnotes. It didn't footnote this Tosos, so I'm not sure where it comes from. I'm not going to spend more time on it. We refer earlier, but it was referred to as a Talmud Chaver. So the Ma'arik is talking about Rebbe Movuk. Darkei Moshe isn't really discussing somebody who's going to be your Rebbe Movuk. He's just referring somebody who you would refer to as a Rebbe. And there's a discussion about the cutting, etc. So let's.
So the thing about the cutting, just to clarify, it sounds like you should also. Means you never repair it, right?
Yes.
So even for a Rebbe, they're only.
So for a parent, that's the din. I believe for siblings, you could repair it. Right. Not that this is so relevant as much as that. Right, but he's saying, so we're going to be.
The Rebbe, you don't repair it.
Even. We're going to be, well, for a Rebbe Muvuk, you would not repair it. Nowadays, for your Rebbe that isn't your Muvuk, right, for your Rebbe, you would tear Kriya for, it sounds like, but you wouldn't.
It seems to me it's saying that you shouldn't repair it even for a regular, for Rebbe that you.
That's true. Muvuk. You're right. I mean, posting for Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, so I see the Prisha comments. Yeah, that's according to those who hold like Rabbi Yossi, we would say that. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would repair it. Right, okay, sorry. So and that's the way that comes out in Shulchan Aruch as well. The Prisha, it seems like it's like the Prisha. So
it sounds like
the tour is Machmir, right, and in Shulchan Aruch, it's going to end up taking more than more making on that, and we might be even more making on that, as we'll see. So take a look in the Shulchan Aruch itself. So in Sif Lamed, so he's going on the previous.
By the way, I still have like the jacket I tore when my father passed away. Do I need to keep it? Not really. I don't have to keep it. I just can't repair it. I'm gonna keep it anyway. But.
So somebody, where was I reading recently? Oh, Rabbi Cohn, right, and when he gave that breakfast shiur here, Rabbi Joel Cohn commented that somebody told him that when you tear Kriya at the Kotel, you should keep that shirt, like, at the front of your closet. So every time you take a shirt out, you'll see your torn shirt from the Kotel. That'll be a further day
for the next
time. Right, that's the... You can do that too, right?
Spend a lot of money on that shirt.
Well, how's it different than the keeping a part of your house unpainted?
It's a different halacha.
concept, maybe.
It's the same concept. It's the same. Well, actually, the leaving a space empty, that's like on a list of things that are given at the end of Bava Basra. I think Teren Kriya is actually someplace else. I'm not sure. I think it's a different siman. But it's a different halacha. I mean, Teren Kriya is Teren Kriya. Then there's a couple of halachos of not completing things. So there's a couple of things on that list. So not completing your house and not completing your food, actually. Actually, not totally cleaning off your plate, leaving some extra. And I believe there's one or two other things mentioned in that sif there. It's at the very end of Parakheska Sabatim. I remember one of my chavirim had that page like in their living room, like that tzaf in the Vilna Shas had that page with that part bolded. Mm-hmm. So Kol Eilu Advarim Shemaru Shetzarach L'Chavir Behemes. So all these things that are said that we need to do L'Chavir Behemes Rabu Lo Amru Ella B'Rabu Muvak. That's all with your Rabbi Muvak. The Hainu, what is that? And this is the way Paskin Shulchan Aruch. Sherov Chachadu Imenu Imi Mikra Mikri Mishnah Mishnim Gemara. Fine. Comes the Ramah, and it's unclear to me whether the Machaber would argue or not. But comes the Ramah and says Uviyamim Eilu Ikar Harabanus Enu Tali B'Mishulando HaPilpo V'Chilukim. Right, straight out of the Marik. It's not the guy who taught you all the fancy pilpels. So this is rather the one who taught you a way, like a derech hapsak, in a way of investigating things, like a straight path. So I think this is often quoted as saying, oh, we don't have Rabbi Muvak's Zman Hazeh. It doesn't seem to be the way the Ramah taught. The Ramah seems to be saying that you people often do. Now, I don't, you know, you read that Ma'arik, it sounds like he's talking to B'nai Yeshiva, right? B'nai Yeshiva, who, I'm not sure every Jew fits in this category. Maybe they do, it's unclear. There is, I noticed here in the Piskei Tshuvos from earlier, where it talks about, where it says, where the Piskei Tshuvos is going on the idea of tearing Kriya for your Rebbe Muvak. So if you look in Piskei Tshuvos Tesvav, it says Rabo, who's Rabo? So I am the Tshuvos Shara Ephraim Simin Tzadi Aleph, Shekasav B'mish Shegayer Geirim, somebody who is involved with being Megayer people, V'achnisan Tachas Kanfei Ashkina, and is the one who brings them, and I would, in the modern context, I would say the one who shepherds them under, to becoming Jewish, not necessarily the person on the base, then the one who taught them, the ger is mechuyav to tear kriya based for that person, that he qualifies as a Rebbe Muvak. So I saw in the Pesachim Metshuvos where he invokes that and says, listen, if you're going to tear kriya for him, so you would tear kriya for, that's already giving a more loose definition of what a Rebbe Muvak is, and perhaps a more expansive definition where it would be applicable b'zman hazeh. I think people often assume, oh, it doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. No, it seems like it could very well apply to specific people b'zman hazeh. It says aval im lo lamad rov chachmasa mimenu eino chayev l'chavda. Right, if you didn't learn most of the things, you don't yam l'chuyev to honor him b'chol il and all those things based on the last 10 sifim that were learned. Aval omid milfanav mishigil arba mosa. But stand firm when he gets within 4 amos v'korea lav kishem shehu korea al kol hamesim shehu. And you'll tell kriya for him, like you tear kriya for all the mason that you generally tear kriya for. I feel lo lami menu el da'in. If you only learned one thing, ben katam ben gadol omid milfan of a kori alav. You would stand in front of him, and you would be and you tear kriya for him. So comes the see at the end there. It says va'ayin lekamen simin shin mem sifches. Actually, it's not in yours, but it's in mine. You wouldn't go up to shin mem. It's in Hilchos Avelos. And the simin shin mem sifches. It says, it talks about Yerabo, it's the same thing, and he comments here at the very end of the Ramah, he quotes a lot of these things, same things, at the end he comments, that we're more makel with a lot of these kriyadinim around here. So now, what exactly is he being makel? Is he saying one could be makel on, or we're knowing to be makel? That's always unclear. We're knowing to be makel, but. Right, it's not clear what he means and what exactly he is referring to. I think I mentioned before that one time in Shir, somebody at Rosh Hashanah talked about this din, and somebody raised his hand and said, "Oh, so you tear kriya when Rav Salavitchik passed away, right?" So it's good to have such people, because otherwise no one else would ask the question. So he kind of said, yeah, I did. So at the end, I remember thinking at the time, like, wow, like that's pretty amazing. But truth is, after learning this din, it's not so amazing. It seems like that should be the din in Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah. People who identify Rav Salavitchik as a rabbi. A guy like me, I went to many shiurim, had many different rabbis, and didn't learn don't feel like the whole thing from any one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't really apply.
So, I would bet it's some. So, one couldn't certainly make the case that it's in the Tia, right? One just gets a feeling about if one has that person and who that person would be. There is. I'll write some notes here. Right, the Aruch HaShulchan, I didn't, I left it in the other room, but the Aruch HaShulchan does mention that, that this idea that there is a Rebbe Mova Kuzman Hazeh, the person who, in this kind of definition, which Aruch HaShulchan's pretty recent. I mean, there were books in the Aruch HaShulchan's time already that people were learning a lot of those things from. He's the one who comments that nowadays where we learn most of our things from books, so we don't necessarily have this full din of Rebbe Mova, but it would be this one person. So I would head towards there. There's an interesting comment that Pesach Tshuva makes here, which isn't so relevant, I think, to this. First of all, he comments about the Gadol Hador, that the Gadol Hador would also have the din of a Rebbe Muvak for the generation. So I was like wondering about this. So who's the Gadol Hador?
It's not always obvious.
Yeah. So who's the? So he gives a small definition. His definition. Where is it? So the truth is, it comes up later on in some Rishon Dala talks about the Gadol Hador, so we can wait for there. But Shechai L'Chadu K'Rav Movak. Now, is that, Shar Chachmei Doro? We could make a case today that the it's so split. It would be in your community. One could make a case, right? So would we say, in the modern Orthodox, centrist Orthodox, the OU community, would you say it would be Rav Yashiv? I mean, I think in some worlds, yeah, it was for sure him. But would it apply? I don't remember seeing everyone tearing Kriya. Like, I don't remember that being a thing when Rav Yashiv was Nifter a couple of years ago, or Rashach was Nifter a few years before that.
Well, what, so, Yashiv, maybe?
Yes, I don't remember it being a thing then either. I don't remember, otherwise that would have been in the news, all these people there in Korea. So I don't recall seeing it. Maybe it was done, but I just don't recall seeing it. He has another interesting note here about who should be. He quotes here from the Tshuvos van Hagos, Sha'afim lo lamad klum meharosh yeshiva o meharam mikol makom kemen shemakabel meruso chayev b'chvoda, that he gained from him, he'd be chayev to honor him. Sounds like in the same way, that if the Rosh Yeshiva, many people go to yeshiva and you learn by one of the Rebbeim and you don't have anything to do with the Rosh Yeshiva. I think in Ner Yisrael, the Rosh Yeshiva is Rav Aaron Feldman. I think he doesn't have a very large shir. I think most guys are learning under Tzvi shir, but I think there's a thing about him being Messiah Kedushin. I think none of the Rebbeim Messiah Kedushin if he's there. I think there's something like that. So that's following along perhaps with this din. Specifically, he adds in, certainly if the yoke of the yeshiva is upon him, right? Vim ola chazaka yeshiva robitz akisvei rosh yeshiva chay matvim l'chavdim gam mitam shisbar l'helena ara 303. As we'll see in 303, I assume what that's referring to is the din of we'll get to that later on. That the person who's paying the support of the support you are learning actually gets kadimas over your Rebbe and over your parent, even in terms of these kadimas type things. So the one who's supporting you. So if the Rosh Yeshiva is the one who's raising all the money for the yeshiva, so he would require that type of kavod. So that's okay. We'll begin. I think we'll begin Lamed Aleph. There's a major sugya in Lamed Aleph that I realize it's just going to be too big to really cover tonight, but we'll start Lamed Aleph. There's an important comment at first, and then it's almost split in terms of the Rama. So I guess we can stay here. So he says, Kol tamer chacham sheda osav mechuvanos eno medaver bifnei mi shegadu mimenu v'chachma afa pi shelo lam mimenu klum. So any tamer chacham who knows things, he shouldn't speak again in front of somebody who's greater than him, even though he didn't learn anything from him. I mean, if there's a great posek in the room, so you don't answer questions when the great posek is sitting there. So then the Ramah comes and adds in, ve'ein l'adam l'horos ad arbaim shana. Right? And not only that, but a person shouldn't pass until he's 40 years old. So and then he adds in, Imish Gadlumi Merubir, if there's somebody greater than him in the city, Afal Pi Shein Rab, even though he's not his Rebbe, so if he is less than 40 years old, so he shouldn't paskin. Now there is a little bit of a, why is it only in the Ramah, not in the Machaber? So in the Beis Yosef, this was quoted, page Kaf Resh Gimel. So if you go back to the Beis Yosef and go back to page Kaf Resh Gimel, so that's where this halacha is discussed. That there is.
Where are we going?
In the Beis Yosef, on page Kaf Resh Gimel.
Okay.
So on the left column, basically it's a double column, the Beis Yosef here. So in the left column, in the about halfway down in that the middle paragraph on the left column. So it says here, Vidah de Gemara, the first word on the line is Vidah. Oh, Vidah is bolded, actually. So the Gemara, Amina, la the high memer of Ad Kama Ad Arbaim Shana. The Gemara actually makes this question, makes this point, that until when should you be afraid from paskening? Until you're 40 years old. So, Rava Ori, but wait a second, Rava Paskin, and I think Rava died when he was 40. I think that's what's going on. So, Bishavin, so he says, yeah, well, that's because he was, able to, right? Or he's equivalent to the other people. So Rashi says, "Have a roy lahora until 40 years mishnah from when he's born." V'harava ori v'chol yom of lo ayu elar by mishnah. He was only 40 years old. That's what Rashi comments there. So hasam b'shavim kishein b'iru gadol men. There's nobody greater. V'chasav aran. The Ran adds on v'shaminu minosh ein talmud chacham rishay lahora is kolz man sheish b'iru gadol men. So we learn from here that talmud chacham should paskin so long as there's anybody in the city that's greater than him. Im lo higi elar by mishnah unless he's reached 40 years old. Aval ein b'iru gadol men umorak rabbi. So, but if there's nobody greater than him, so then he's like Rava, so then he should pass in that way. So they ask a question on the Rambam, that he writes in Hilchos Tamat Torah, he doesn't mention anything about 40 years old. So too, the Rif also doesn't make this distinction, that the Rif doesn't have this problem. So then he goes on to explain, next paragraph, the Efshashir, if Aram Mefarshim da ad kama ahagiel ora kai ad kama rishai la akiv atzmo mila horos. I mean, what's the Rambam saying that Gemara is talking about? How long can he hold back from paskening? The person could say, "Oh, I don't want to get involved with it. I want to get involved in it." So until you turn 40, so you have the right to say, "I'm not going to get involved with it." But it's not that there's an isser on paskening before that time. That's how he understands the psak of the Rambam and the Rif. So therefore, you go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Now you understand the Machaber leaves it out because he seems to pasken like the Rambam and the Rif. That there's no distinction of being 40. It could be the Rambam was had extra emphasis on. He wanted less people passing that way, so the Beis Yosef makes a comment like that. But anyways, the Shulchan Aruch leaves it out, and the Rama then adds it in. Vein Adam Lahoros until he turns 40 years old. Imish Galim Men of Yiras Hamik Greater Afal Pishen Rabbi, even though he is not his Rabbi. So in the Sefer Pesukim Ushuvos, so he adds in. That this wouldn't just apply to somebody who is passing shilos, but it would even perhaps apply to somebody who's writing svarim. That somebody shouldn't write svarim. That he says that svarim could be better, it could be worse. I mean, it could be better in that you're not, you know, svarim will always be argued upon. It's not really a psak halacha on a specific issue. On the other hand, it could be worse because the whole world's going to see it. It's not just specifically identified to one person. So I noticed in Ari Leibowitz's Sefer here, Akona Bo'olamo, so in the introduction, he talks about this. He says, now it's true, one shouldn't start dealing with Pesach Halacha until you turn 40, and I'm not turning 40 until later on this year. But I have a much bigger problem, and that is that I'm not a Talmud Chacham. No, but he is, but that's what he writes here. So how can I do this if I'm not a Talmud Chacham? So he quotes, you can see he's clearly reading out of, using the Sfarim Pesach Muchilas to write this. So he quotes, and it's quoted here as well, that in the Abia Omer, Ravadi Yosef writes that Bnei Sfard, apparently Bnei Sfardim used to write when they were much younger than 40, and they didn't seem to have any problem. Nobody raised any problems of them writing, even though they were less than 40 years old. So he suggested perhaps was the Darkei Alimu, the way of learning Torah by Sfardim, is to just really collect different shittos, collect the opinions of the Yeshayahu and Achronim. Therefore, it's not really a problem here because you're just quoting people, right? You're relying on earlier people. That they have pilpulim, etc. So then you have to be a little bit more nervous because you're really pasking based on chiddush in the Ashkenazi style. But if you're just quoting people, you don't have to worry about it and send invariably. But it says that's really what this farm is also. This farm is really just quoting earlier sources and putting things together, and then one doesn't have to worry about. So of course this then revolves back around the issue that we've spent a lot of time kind of wondering about, and that is, how do you define Pesach versus how do you define something that when you're just saying something over from previous things?
So that's very interesting. Is that well accepted? There are claims that between the Sfardim and Ashkenazim, and where does
so
that mean?
No, that is true. Meaning, you look in a tshuva from Avad Yosef, that's. I don't think it's as blatant as people like making it out to be. But the understanding is, you go through Avad Yosef, he's really quoting Shitas, right? He's quoting it, and sometimes it'll be like, so we have 20 people that say this, and he'll rattle them all off, and 15 people say that, 20 versus 15, 20 wins, and like, that's the way people say it over. Now, it's more complex than that, and he does get into questions and answers, etc. But you know, you go through a tshuva, right? You see if it really is source. Mm-hmm. While an Ashkenazi, certainly, like, you know, he goes through a tshuva of Igros Moshe, he's quoting Gemara and he's raising a question, and he's giving an answer, and so based on my chap, right? So therefore, it must be the lachas like this, and that's a big chiddush, etc. So that there's clearly different styles along those lines.
So that's the Shulchan Aruch is Sparred, so I mean, he did two out of three.
Yes.
So that's good example.
This is part of the Masorah, for sure. That's part of the Sephardic Masorah, as opposed to the Ashkenazi Masorah. So that's the suggestion that maybe that difference in Pesach. Now, there are plenty of Ashkenazi people that wrote when they were younger. This Rabbi Katz, who does all the mikvahs all over the country, he wrote his Sefer Mikvah Mayim when he was like 20 years old or something. Like the encyclopedic work of Hilchos Mikvahs, he wrote when he was supposedly very young. So I think Rabbi Shmuel told me that he brought the Sefer to Rav Vosner as like a 20-year-old bacher. Hilchos Mikvos is 2-volume thick work on Hilchos Mikvos, and Rav Vosner kind of like, you know, nice to meet you, and like put it to the side, and like, you know, I'll get to it when I have time, right? And then like just flip through it a little bit later, and it's like, whoa, and like called him back in and said, and wrote him a nice escom, etc. But you know, it's done. You know, Lixos was written when he was 18 or something. So it happens, certainly in earlier generations when people didn't necessarily live that long. But it is important. I mean, I remember when I was in Phoenix, this is like an example of a psak, if I was older, I'm not sure I would have said the same thing. I'm still like conflicted about this. There's somebody in the shul who, like, there were several brothers in the shul who were all Bali Tshuva. And then their parents also joined the shul. So the parents weren't religious, but they had 3 children that were all from. So the father's brother, I think, the father was sitting, one of his relatives passed away, and he's like, I'm not saying shit, you know, I gotta go to work, I'm not taking a week off from work. So we did, I was like, okay, fine, why don't we do like a night of Shiva? Right, we'll do a night of Shiva, and we did. Like, we did a night of Shiva, and you know, they had Mincha Maariv, etc. So, like, since then, I'm wondering, like, it hasn't happened, but look, what happens to the next person who comes to me and says, Rabbi, I'm not going to take a week off, I want to do what he did. I'll do the one-night deal. Can I do the one-night deal? So that's the kind of thing, I think, that requires a certain amount of experience how to weigh those types of factors. That's certainly an example of a psak, as opposed to just quoting sources from earlier generations. But anyway, so the next sugya is in the Ramah. The Ramah continues on to then discuss the issue of asking a shayla twice. So that's really a separate thing. When you're asking a shayla to one and asking a shayla to another, when can you accept the psak of the second one or not? So, Mr. Shem, we'll get to that next week.